Good evening. This is Soul Odyssey Radio, and I'm your host, Deborah Herman. And each week we talk about the progress of our soul journey and what I call the seven lessons of soul ascension. And sometimes we bring on guests who share their journey with us. But this week, since I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, and the show will be an archived show, I thought tonight I would just be me and you. And we could talk about various topics, anything that's on your mind. I welcome your calls. It's a live call-in show, 888-815-9756. If you want any kind of question answered, I am interested in all of your comments, all of your questions, whether it's about animals, your life, your future, your loved ones, people who've passed, people who are here, just whatever interests you. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about whatever interests me. And so that's going to be a mixed bag, because many things interest me. And I've been feeling lately that we're going through a period of time of great transformation. And I've been a student of the mysteries of the universe for at least half my life, which I guess I can say will be at least 25 years. And I am seeing a real escalation of all of the energy and all of the things that I've studied over the years. It's like they're all coming true. They're all happening. And people around me are, it seems that we're all speaking the same language. It may just be that I surround myself now with people who are on more of a spiritual path, but it seems to me that even people that I would have considered mainstream and years ago I would have had to hedge in even the language I use, it seems that they're thinking about the same types of things and experiencing the same types of soul urgings. It's our inner being, our soul energy that's pushing at us from the inside out. It's asking us to connect and to awaken and to find our individual soul purpose so that we can carry out the plans not only for ourselves but the plans for the universe. We're being asked to take our place as citizens of the world. And what we do in our individual path is as important as what we do that directly affects other people. So our journeys are important, and they're important to other spiritual beings. And I've had some very interesting guests on the last several weeks. I've had Sheldon Niddle, who talked about the Galactic Federation, which brings up the subject of beings from other dimensions and worlds. We've also touched upon the spiritual hierarchy, and who are along with the Galactic Federation. These are beings that are also more ascended. I want to say evolved, but that's only in the sense that they don't like to describe themselves in a way that makes us feel less, because they're trying to mentor us so that we feel that we are able to ultimately unite with them in the same energy vibration so that we can do the same types of things and bring peace and a more tranquil existence to the world around us. So I don't see that they want to say, we're so much more, we're so much better, and it's more younger. We're perhaps younger as a species and as a dimensional plane. the Earth is a more condensed vibrational plane. And so when we're here, we're able to learn our lessons and to experience things in a way that light beings don't experience them. So that's why being here, we are able to learn things that help us on our soul's journey and on our path. We have a call from either Kara or Kara from Chicago. Can you help me pronounce your name?
Sure, it's Kara.
Kara, lovely.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's so mellow for me. I'm here just talking with my wonderful spiritual family out there, and so I love this. I'm very happy that you called. What can I do for you?
Oh, you're focusing on
or what would you like to share?
Well, it sounds like you're focusing on animal communication tonight. So I was wondering if I could, if there's any way you can, if you could make, I don't know how this works with you, but if there's a way that I could just check in on a couple dogs that I consider part of my family, but I haven't seen them in a year.
Sure. And actually, to be honest, this is an anything goes evening. But I love animal communication, and people have started calling me Debbie Doolittle, because I've been, it's wonderful. I've been doing my dog on the street interviews. If you catch any of my YouTubes, I'll keep putting them up. And so, you know, of course I love talking to dogs. Why don't you, think I know who you are from our Facebook connection, so I'm assuming these are the Shar Pei's.
Good memory, yeah.
Yeah, believe me, that just came back because Spirit put it back, because I do not have a good memory. so, no, that's the advantage. It's like I have this psychic spiritual database. So there are, and I believe that they, are they mother and son?
Sister and brother out there.
Sister and brother.
I have a mommy out here in Chicago, yeah.
Okay, so you have the mom, and then the sister and brother are out there. And those are the dogs that you haven't seen. Okay, I knew it was a family.
Yeah, oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I said I knew it was a family.
I guess they are daughter and son of my dog. Yeah, and they're living in Culver City, California, and it was their third birthday on Sunday.
Okay. I think the boy dog likes ice cream. does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing him with, like, an ice cream cone of some sort, like a vanilla ice cream cone. I mean, I don't know if it's that good for them. They might need to have, like, doggy ice cream. But, you know, I think that they – dogs are – they connect very much on an astral level. And I – and this is going to sound really weird, but I just asked, and they don't miss you in the same way that you miss them, because to them, you're not gone. They don't have a sense of time and distance, and you think about them a lot. So there's still a connection. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like you're gone. I mean, if they saw you, they would jump all over you, tackle you, knock you down, whatever they would do, you know, whatever dogs do when they first see someone that they haven't seen.
Yeah.
But it's not, they don't have the same sense of disconnection and missing like you do, because humans operate in a much more physical, we're not using all our senses, especially our telepathic senses that we know of, even though you're starting to use your telepathic senses more than you used to. Correct?
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to. they've been on my brain more heavily than usual the last, like, month or so. So, and it was, you know, before their birthdays, like, them and the man that they live with, the three of them, just super, like, I could not get them out of my head. And my experience when that happens, I hear from the person and I hear that something was going on at the point where I was, you know, super, had them in my heart, my head, nonstop. But I haven't heard anything from them. So I just was like, oh, I wonder what's going on, you know.
And they're doing well. But again, they're connecting with you telepathically, and to them, that's reality. So even if it's on a dream state, or an astral level, they've seen you. It's a visit. I know,
good.
It sounds strange. And believe me, I'm learning this as I'm telling you this. All right? We just had to, I'm sure, you saw it, we did a big eulogy on our Facebook page, but we had a transition of one of our animals, our dog, and we all had a lot of telepathic experiences with her. And what I haven't yet posted, which I will, is that when we first were diagnosed, I'm getting to a point that's related to what we're talking about, but I'll get there. When we first got a diagnosis that she had a bladder tumor, even she thought it was imminent that she was leaving, because I think that on an astral level, the dog that we had before showed her that when he had to be transitioned, that he was on their silver table, and that's where we had to do it. So when I took her to the vet and we got x-rays, she didn't think she was coming home. And I kept getting the image of her on the silver table. Well, she, isn't that unbelievable? And she wound up living 8 months more. But I did an interview with her about animals and transitioning and life and death and how they see it and how it happens to them. And it's really a very different way of perceiving things. They live very, like, when we knew that she was ready to transition, I knew that she was no longer in her body already. She was in and out, and I could see when she was in, and I could see when she was out.
Aww.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it was sad, but we were all, we all had experiences of her after she passed from the physical plane. And so the reason I'm telling you this is that what you, because I know you've been very sad that you can't see these dogs, but
yeah,
what you're
especially the girl. Yeah.
You know, so what you're experiencing with them is real. They, you know, the astral, their astral self, their soul self is real. And you're experiencing it. Now, your dog, the mom, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to know anything about her?
Sure.
Well, she doesn't like it when you work.
Okay.
Because when you work, like, do you do something like, are you writing or are you doing something where you're really focused?
Yeah.
She does not like that because, well, because you really focus and she can sense that your attention is not on her. But, of course, that's a dog, and we're humans, and we have to be able to, you know, live in our world too. But every so often when you're working, just explain to her, you know, that, you know, we'll have, I'm still here, I still know you're there, and we'll have fun soon. But no, she might even act out because she just told me that you work too much and she doesn't like when you work. And you probably don't think you're working too much at all.
I've been out of work for most of the past 2 years. Although yesterday I booked a job that ended up, I left my home at 7 a.m. and I didn't get home until 5 o'clock this morning. It was a crazy job.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, she much preferred when you were unemployed. But don't
right?
let that stop you, my dear. You need to be employed. Just
right?
make sure that you're communicating with her that, you know, again, their sense of time is different than ours. So just make sure that you're communicating with her, you know, about and even check in with her psychically. Now I know. Check in with her when you are away at work. Since you probably can't bring her. She's probably kind of big, isn't she?
Yeah, she's about 50 pounds.
Yeah, that's big.
I can't sneak her into the office.
No, compared to my daughter's dog. My daughter just got a dog, and her dog isn't even 3 pounds. And it's it's a puppy, but it's not going to be much bigger. So,
yeah.
No, you can't bring her in under your jacket. So during the day, check in with her and just send her pictures of you through telepathy. And then, you know, that way she won't be destructive at home and they don't have the same sense of time and it'll feel like a visit to her.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
My ultimate pleasure. And make sure I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'm going to the mysterious island of Molokai in Hawaii. And so I will the show will not be live for 2 weeks. I will be returning on, I believe, the 2nd of September to a live show. So until then, I hope everyone will keep me updated. I will be checking my Facebook. And should anyone come up with interesting topics or guests or questions, you can certainly contact me, and I will address them when I return. Although I've been told that sometimes people don't want to return from the mysterious island of Molokai. So thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back on and be able to listen to your show. I haven't been able to listen for a long time, so it's nice to be tuned in again.
Well, thank you very much, Kara.
Thank you.
For our other listeners, I'm so thrilled when you call in because I do like to talk, but I like to talk with people, too. It gives me more things to think about, and I learn because Kara had asked me a question about something that I, you know, sometimes I channel through answers that I really don't know until they come out of my mouth, and then it's like, oh, that's interesting. Is that how that works? So I do love when you call in. It's 888-815-9756. And we were talking about some of the life changes that are happening and the transitions and the happy they're good transitions. They're happy things. I think you'll find that if you are willing and you're ready to open to your soul purpose, that your life will adjust to find ways for you to fulfill what it is that is your soul path. And I know for me, I was holding myself back with some physical things, and I wound up with a back spasm where, and this has happened to me before, but it happened to me this time, I was like stuck at a 45-degree ankle practically. We were on this wonderful little mini vacation, and I had to just sit up against a chair and look longingly out to the ocean or the bay that I actually never really got to see. And I went to a chiropractor who also is a healer and does psychic work, and I recommend it highly to all of you that if you are finally ready to let go of things that you, through recommendations from other people, or just by asking the universe to show you the right person, that you find someone who can do healing energy work or body work for you, because we are the mind, the body, and the spirit. And there are a lot of things that I have thought that I understand spiritually, because spirituality makes sense. Intellectually, I have a certain level of confidence, but I was putting a lot of my fears and my emotions, I was burying them within my physical being, and they were manifesting as physical difficulties. So one thing I learned, and I'm hoping that it helps my body to rebalance, and I wouldn't mind losing my little bit of an apple shape. some of that I've been told comes with being, I think middle age is now the new young, but that's my opinion. But my chiropractor told me about this, the seven things that can make your body inflamed, and that if you stop eating those seven things, that your body has a chance to be balanced, and you'll stop having problems. Like I would stop having problems with my back, my weight would drop, all these different things. And of course, it's, you know, a list. I was allergic already to half of it, so I said, "Oh, okay." And the doctor I'm working with just is someone. When someone is operating so much from their heart chakra, it's like you can't say no to them, because you know that it's really spirit telling you what your body is telling you. You know, my body was saying, "Deborah, you've got to stop poisoning me. And if you really want to move ahead on your own spiritual mission, you're going to have to take charge and in a way kind of grow up." Because one of, at least for myself, and I'll be very honest, you know, my last vestige has always been wanting to eat the things I want to eat when I want to eat them. And I would eat things that I even knew I was allergic to. And I just thought I could get away with it. But I just don't think any of us really can. So I don't know if any of you, any of the listeners are interested in this list of the seven things, again, the number seven, the spiritual perfection, that can irritate or inflame the body. I don't actually have the list in front of me, but I know that I was told that I shouldn't eat milk, corn, peanuts, wheat, gluten, beef, shellfish. What else? I can't think of it, but I know that those were some really big changes for me. Particularly, I really like shellfish. In fact, I would probably have had lobster reclassified as kosher if I knew how, because I really, really like it. And I've never been able to have corn and corn syrup and popcorn for many, many, many years, although I used to still eat it. And I really liked it a lot, because movies, you know, that's the American way. You're supposed to have popcorn at a movie. But I do have to say, I was still drinking diet soda, so I've given that up. And yes, life is worth living. I'm actually feeling better. My saboteur of a husband, he's actually amazing and wonderful, but right after I'd made the decision that I was going to give up this shellfish to give my body a chance to, and eggs, to give my body a chance to readjust and balance, he came home with a lobster dinner. Any of you who have looked at my Facebook or my fan page, I'm sure you've seen the pictures from Mother's Day where I had a lobster feast at my home. Well, nowadays, when you're this time of year, when you're living in New England, lobster is priced very, very well. And so he came home with two lobsters. And I said, oh, what the heck? Nobody's watching. So, and I've never had a problem with lobster before. Sure enough, ate that lobster. And not even a half hour later, my nose started running. My eyes started watering. So it was true, or it's just my mind, body, and spirit working together, trying to tell me that I need to make changes and I need to be more nourishing of the vessel that I have, because all of us who are on the spiritual path now are experiencing a raising of our energy frequency, because there is more energy vibration in the earth plane that's coming in on a daily basis, and it's raising us up so that we can bring in the light energy and help to sustain it in our world. And the more we're able to live in balance and in illumination and at a high vibrational level, the better it is for everyone and for the light beings who are trying to help us from other parts of the dimensional planes. So I have made this commitment to do this, and of course, my back is feeling better, but it's not easy. So, of course, I look forward to any support that you all would like to share. I'd love to hear your stories and your struggles with trying to keep your bodies in balance and making, you know, it's all about making changes and seeing them not as sacrifices, but as changes that are helping us to reach our goals so that we can truly fulfill our soul purposes. Again, the number here is 888-815-9756. Don't be shy. I can talk to you about your animals. I can give you a reading about your loved ones. I can talk to you about your physical well-being. I'm not, I would not substitute my advice for medical advice. However, I do have some sense of being a medical intuitive, and I can give you some idea of what's going on inside of you. So you can give us a call at 888-815-9756. We're getting into the second half of the hour this evening, and I am my own guest, although I did have a wonderful call from Kara from Chicago early on in the first half hour. I don't want to get calls at 10 minutes till, because then we'll get into a conversation and I'll have to cut you short. Which I hate doing, because the information comes through spirit, and as I'm busy talking and feeling and getting visions, then I'm unable to give you all of the information as it's coming through to me. Why don't we talk about the seven lessons? We haven't done that in a while. The seven lessons are challenges that everyone faces who is on a spiritual path. Now, personally, I believe anyone who's manifested on the earth plane is on a spiritual path. However, there are people who simply are not ready to take those steps forward. Their vibration is like a very slight flame, very slight. And other people have been progressing perhaps more rapidly, or they're more willing to embrace the challenges, and they're like a bright pilot light that is moving into a flame like you would see on a gas burner. And so they're embracing the challenges, and they're embracing the lessons, and they're moving ahead on their path at this time. We have Stephanie from Kansas. How are you, Stephanie? I'm so happy you could join us. And then there you are. And Amanda, I'm aware that you're also on the line. First, we'll talk to Stephanie.
Oh, sorry.
No. I don't know what that was, but it was a blast. You have high energy.
I do. Sorry about that. It's been hard to control it, and I've been breaking things and going crazy. I just finished cleaning the dickens on my boyfriend's apartment, and he didn't even ask me to. He let me stay at his place. He came back today and totally flipped out because I just went nuts. I went boom, like a bulldozer. I couldn't stop. And I've had ideas. I've been doing energy work and healing and meditation over the telephone. And I've had been meeting people like crazy that could help me with this project. I started putting together months ago. Things I've been putting off are like coming through me, and it's like I can't stop them. And that's been part of my problems, is just focusing all this energy, because I've been like going great guns creativity, but kind of been afraid of what would happen if I let loose. And sure enough, within a few days, man, I broke two glasses, hardly even touched them, like just knocked them over, just pushed them over and broke. Pulled apart the futon.
Okay, I'm getting a couple of things, and actually now we're getting some phone calls, so I'll have to keep things relatively short, but I am very happy that you called in. I've gotten a couple of visions for you. One is, it would be good for you to get a crystal sphere, like a crystal ball, but you can get a small one, and it's not for the purpose of gazing for psychic, you know, reasons or readings. It's for the purpose of focusing. And it would be good for you to have one. It would be good to just spend time looking at it while you're listening to meditation music. And it would be good for you to hold it in your hand, some kind of crystal sphere. Okay?
Yes, I've had crystals to hold, but I haven't been carrying them around with me as much as I was advised to do yet. So
Now make sure it's a sphere. Like a little crystal ball, like what the gypsies would use, but a little one, because you don't need it. It's not going to be for the purpose of clairvoyance. It's for the purpose, really, literally, of fine tuning and making like a laser of your energy. Secondly, you need to go visit some water. Are you near any kind of water?
Yes, I used to live a few blocks from the river. I'm a few blocks from there right now.
But can you go swimming?
No, but I there's a pool nearby. I've been wanting to swim for 2 months, but I've been putting it off.
Okay. It would be very good for you to go swimming. Your energy is a little bit on overload, and water's a good conductor. It's literally electricity. But you won't electrocute yourself. But you know what I'm saying? It would be very good for you. We're getting some bleeding in from, I don't know if it's another line, but it would be very good for you to swim. And other than that, that's just going to calm down your energy.
Yeah, because I've needed to do that for 2 months, and I swear, like, the first few days of my moon cycle, and it was around the new moon too. It's like I broke two glasses in 2 days and pulled apart the new futon he just bought. And it's like, I don't think he's gonna understand. I mean, he's pretty much,
you're kind of out of your body. But it would be good for you to swim, and it would be good for you to get a crystal gaze, you know, just to hold and to look at and to center. And then, of course, a third thing you could do is to get some Reiki done. But right now you're really out of your body. But it's not
really
bad. It's just that your energy's expanding.
Well, I was in it really well, I thought. And then just lately I've just kind of almost refused. It's like I really love being in my body. I had this feeling yesterday. All of a sudden I felt like I was the feeling of being one with everything, but I was totally in my body for the first time. Instead of meditating and expanding out, I was in my body and expanding and feeling at the same time. It felt really good.
Oh, but you can just short circuit. That's why you need to. These are just tools for you, dear. They're tools for you to make sure that you control and channel your own energy. It's yours. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just yours. It's so that you aren't breaking things, and so you know you can do one project at a time. These are just tools for you.
Yeah, because I've been struggling with figuring out how to
channel my abilities, you know, in a good way for months, and I've been scared of letting it come through, of letting all of it come through me. I've been blocking it by being negative, and when I finally let it go, that's when things start going kabooey, you know.
Right. You gotta do, it's okay. You do one thing at a time. And these are things that people, that Spirit's telling me to tell you, because you're bringing through a lot of energy. And we are in human bodies. We are highly evolved souls that are bringing light, flame, and energy into a human vessel. And the vessel's got to be able to catch up. So it's sort of like putting in, I don't know, 220 in a 110. Is that the way it is? Electric circuits?
I don't either,
and that
my
just
circuit.
Popped in my head. So I
okay.
think that, you know what I'm saying? I think that that's accurate, that it's like when you put too much voltage into a smaller electric socket. And so you just have to balance it out. So get
to my body.
Yeah. So, yeah, just balance it out.
I was getting this thing I needed to swim 2 months ago, and I just like, oh, I'll do it later. Boy. And because of that, I don't have a job, and I may not have a place to live after tomorrow, so.
I have total faith in you, my dear. I know you're going to figure it out.
I know. Just, wow. Sorry, just made a mess of things. I just say sorry to the world.
No. You did not make a mess of things. You are in.
Really?
Yes, really. You are in process. And you have to be, see, what happens with you is it's too much. It's one extreme or another. Right now, the universe is teaching you balance. Okay? Uh-huh. You did not make a mess of things. So don't go from the high to the low. All right?
Okay.
All God
all
is
right.
asking you to do is to go swimming and get a crystal.
And that's what I was going to do Sunday, and I didn't do it. So I can go do that tomorrow.
Exactly. And then just slow down and ask God and your angels to just tell you the next best thing. But know
yeah.
that they're with you, and know that you didn't screw it up. Okay?
Yeah, I just really feel like I betrayed his trust. I didn't feel like I was doing it. I felt like the right thing, but oh well.
It's just sometimes you're a little too enthusiastic.
Yeah, I used to be told that it was too much. I had a boyfriend who told me to calm down. I just felt like he was dragging me down. I was like, leave me alone.
I'll
just go run ahead.
It's energy, okay? You and I will communicate after the show a different time. I'm going to be gone the next 2 weeks, but I do check my Facebook, and I just want you to swim, meditate, and get a crystal, but a round one.
I'm doing good. And drumming's okay?
Drumming's fine.
Around a sphere. Okay.
A sphere.
So I've been dissipating it through drumming. Okay.
Okay. And that way, it's going to dissipate all that extra energy, and you'll be able to be calm.
Okay.
That's it. But you're a good person, and you're wonderfully creative, and this is just, these are tools. That's all they are.
Okay. All right.
Now, excitingly enough for me, I do have other callers on the line, so I can't stay longer with you, but you know
That's
how
fine.
To find me.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Okay. And good job. I'm sure you're being wonderfully creative.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Trying my best.
Okay. That's all we ever can do. Thank you, Stephanie. We have Amanda from Massachusetts.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for hanging in there. I'm delighted that we have some callers. I'd love to know what I can do for you or what comments you have.
Well, I am curious. I was listening to you talk about putting your body in balance, and I am actually going in for an ultrasound to try to determine some of the just abdominal issues that were going on. I went to the emergency room a few weeks ago, and I'm wondering, nobody can figure it out, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions or can give me an idea of what I might be able to do?
Are you in a more balanced stage now?
I guess. As opposed to
being in an acute state where so now you're not like, and you, you can now think about long term, how do I stay well?
Well, I still don't know what was causing a lot of the, like, just pain. Like, I thought it was appendicitis, and I thought it was a gallbladder issue, and they still don't know.
Okay. I'm seeing that you've had stomach problems since you were 14.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, varying degrees, not as painful as this, but.
But I think that you've always, put all of your emotional energy into your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is emotional. The body manifests things that can start emotionally and mentally, because it screws with digestion and it screws with the proper running of everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm almost seeing like IBS symptoms, you know, like, do you know what those are?
Yeah. They were thinking it could have also been ovarian, like cysts or something related to the uterus.
I'm seeing more bowel spasms.
Okay.
Literally. I'm not seeing a problem with, although it's always good to check it out.
Yeah.
You know, because so many things are in the same area. But a bowel spasm can affect everything in that area and can be extremely painful and can throw you back and forth between, you know, it can just mess everything up, all in the same area. And it has to do with, I would think that you might have some food sensitivities.
Okay.
Have you ever been tested for them?
No.
First thing I would think about is milk and cheese.
I don't do milk. Yeah.
Okay. So you are off milk.
Yep. We don't do much dairy.
Okay. Much.
Yeah. If it is, it's in other things. So I don't drink like milk. It's almond milk.
Wonderful. Boy, you're halfway there. but are you careful, like, if it's in a mashed potato or if it, you may have to go as far as making sure it's not in other things?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think it is?
I'm just hoping it's nothing to do with my, like, just my uterus and my reproductive, you know, I want to be able to rule that out.
Because you want to have a baby.
Yeah.
I think you're having digestion problems, and I think you're having a baby in about 2 years.
Okay.
So since I'm getting that you're probably having a baby in 2 years, I think you're probably going to safely rule out anyway, does that answer your question?
It does. It does.
That's getting to the heart of the matter.
Exactly.
But okay. But do watch some of the food sensitivities, and because in general you'll feel better, and it is better for pregnancy and all of that.
Okay.
Too. So the list that I'm seeing in 2 years.
Okay. That works for me.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm always 50%, but I think it's a girl. It will be a girl.
Okay.
But of course, you know, I make a joke. You could be 50, you know, it's either a boy or a girl, but I'm seeing some, or it's a very curly headed blondie looking boy, but I'm seeing something. Okay.
Thank you, Deborah.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay. I don't know if we still have T from South Carolina.
Yes, we do. Thank you for taking my call. It's so nice to hear you. I have a question. I'm moving to France in September, the second week of September, for a year. And I just wanted to, if you can pick up what my year would be like. And I do want to meet somebody. So, I like the other caller, I want to have a baby soon. So it would be nice to meet somebody to make that happen.
Okay. First of all, you should see the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Because that came into my mind, and I have neither read the book nor seen the movie.
But
the first thing that I was told is you're going to have a fantastic year. You're going to have a fantastic time there. And I do see you meeting someone. And I just think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be everything that you want for yourself. And if you have the right attitude, where the sky's the limit, where you are being yourself.
Yes.
It will be everything you want for yourself.
Okay.
I think that I'm picking up that you were in a situation where you couldn't be yourself.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's very important that if you want to attract the life, the circumstances, and a partner that reflects who you really are, so that you can maintain being who you really are, your authentic self, then that's the test for you. Don't go back into the pretend mode.
Okay. Great.
Okay? But boy, you'll have to let us all know.
Okay.
Wherever I am on whatever, I hope it's still Thursday nights this time, but wherever it is, I'm expecting a call in a year. Or a book. You'll write pray, ate, and loved.
Right. Yes, exactly. You're so on key. Exactly. Everything you said is exactly. Okay, thank you so much.
My
pleasure.
Have a
great vacation.
And thank you again. Thank you for calling in, and I'll look forward to hearing from you all again, all of the callers this evening, Cara, Stephanie, Amanda, and T. I wish you lots of blessings. I always love when I receive your calls. I do want to remind you that Soul Odyssey Radio will be in playing archived shows. That means that these are the shows that we've already done, but they're still, I think, very interesting and amazing, because I've had some really fabulous guests, but it won't be live, so I won't be taking your calls. Anytime you want to listen to a show that you've missed or a show that you've heard and you've liked, you can always go to bbsradio.com and click on my name, and you can go into the archives and download MP3 players. You can download the shows and listen to them at your leisure. But I am going to the mysterious island of Molokai in Hawaii. I'm going on a real adventure with a dear friend and colleague. I'm also going to be there at a time when the Hawaiian people are fighting for their sovereignty, and I'm blessed to be there at a time when they're actually having a convention, and they will be, creating or lobbying for legislation It's just happenstance that I'll be there at that time. And I may also be teaching a workshop on the Big Island around the 25th of August. I'm going to see if I can squeeze in one last caller. But for those of you, if you're going to be anywhere near Hawaii around the 25th of August, drop me a line on my Facebook page. Or you can email me, Deborah@soul-odyssey.com, and let me know, and I can give you details of where I will be reachable. Otherwise, I will be back here in 2 weeks. Kathy from Kentucky, what can I do for you?
Oh, Deborah, thanks for taking my call.
Oh,
very
no problem.
Interesting show tonight.
Thank you.
Have a question.
Okay.
I am contacting spirits on the other side through dowsing rods and pendulum, and I want to know how that I can maybe begin to hear them. What kind of practice would I take to hear them and maybe astral project there, and am I on the right path?
Well, when asked how he could teach someone to be psychic, Edgar Cayce, the great sleeping prophet, answered, first learn to cooperate with other human beings. And the reason he said that was not to blow this person off, but was to explain that there are many things we need to learn as humans and on the spiritual path in order for us to safely develop our intuitive gifts. So if you're being careful, if you're keeping your spiritual self focused on God and on the angels and on the highest levels of spirit, then by nature, you're going to develop your own intuitive gifts. If you are leaving your windows and doors open, you could invite any kind of spirit, and spirit beings in the dismal plane are more than happy to talk to anybody, but you're not going to get anything good from them. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
I certainly do.
So, yeah. So my recommendation, I mean, we can do a show on this, and I'm happy to also bring in other practitioners. You know, my recommendation is for you to read what you can, pray a lot, and ask your spirit guides to make themselves known to you. And you're not going to have your eyes opened until you're willing to see. And that means that you have to get over a certain level of fear. Does that make sense?
Definitely, yes. I think, what am I going to do if I see this? You know, I want to see it, but what am I going to do?
Exactly. I have the same problem. If I see things, I see it in my mind's eye. And and my spirit guides laugh, because one day I was staring at a candle. It must have been for hours, because I, by golly, wanted to see something. And I was told that you stare at a candle, and then all of a sudden my cat jumped up on the table and I jumped 10 feet in the air. And I could hear my spirit guides laughing practically. Because some people, you know, we're still in a human body, and not all of us can handle physically seeing. But you've raised an awesome question that I'd love to talk to you about again in the future. But for now, focus on learning about, you know, mysticism, spirituality. Read some of the great works. Read Edgar Cayce. Learn about the soul. Get those things, you know, continue, pray protection, continue to work with the pendulum. I have a deck I created, but it's not out yet. That's very benign. Work with, everybody loves Doreen Virtue's angel cards because they're benign. Stay away from things that are occultish. Like, I don't really like certain tarot decks. You know, those are occult things. You're still dealing
right.
with things, you know, don't mess with things that can also bring in other energies. I feel safe with the dowsers, and I feel very safe with, like when I walk into some of these stores, it's funny, but the pendulums will all start swinging. Have you ever seen that happen?
No, but I'm looking for my favorite one. I put it up, and I can't find it, so I've been dowsing for it, and it tells me it's in a certain spot, but I haven't found it yet, so I will.
Oh, they're amazing. But sometimes, like, you know, your energy has to rise at its own pace with you not being afraid. Just be patient with yourself and keep listening to this show, you know, and when you feel that there are people around you who have something to teach you, let spirit put them in your path. And then you'll get all the information you need. You're on the right track.
Right. Do you see a spirit around me, or do you have a name, or is that possible?
Well, we actually only have 4 more minutes, but let me see if I can get anything for you. I just want to keep track of my exit music. I don't know if I'm just making this up half the time, but I know I'm not. But I'm seeing – I know that sounds funny, but I've been told that anytime a spiritual person or a psychic medium or somebody doesn't question themselves that they've really gone loopy. But I'm seeing a vision of an angelic woman, okay, in like a gown, like I don't know if I'm seeing her in a spirit form, like an actual angel, or if I'm seeing her as someone who lived during the 20s, you know, in some kind of really flowy chiffon type of gown. And I'm hearing the name Sylvia.
Okay.
Sylvia. But I don't know, you know, that could just be something for you as a starting off point. But she's very pretty, and she actually looks like a flapper, but with a long dress.
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Do you have any people in spirit who would have lived at that time?
Yes, I have plenty of them that would have lived in that time. So, yeah, but no Sylvia, but that's okay.
Well, again, I may not be hearing the name correctly, but it sounded like Sylvie or Sylvia, something like that. But, yeah, I'm seeing, and she's got the flapper hair, and she's really pretty and a long, flowy dress.
Wow.
That's what I'm seeing with you.
Sounds wonderful. I'll check with that later.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for calling and being my last caller before my journey and adventure. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Or a little longer. I'll be back on September 2nd, and I hope that you will join me again then.
I will. Have a wonderful time, and God bless.
Thanks. And that's all the time we have for this week's show, Soul Odyssey. This is your host, Deborah Herman, and I'm wishing you all a wonderful, prosperous, and amazing couple of weeks. That's it. And Tonk sends love and carrots. That's my horse. And good night, everyone.
Hello, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I have a radio show called Paradigm Shifters on wonderful VBS Radio. Would you like to be a paradigm shifter? We're learning that the shift in consciousness is a conscious choice on all our parts. And you can choose to join us, raise your voice in sound, and send a healing wave all around the planet on August 15th from 12 to 1 anywhere in the world. check out www.earthhealingday.com for more information. You too can partner up with many, many peace groups around the world and raise our voices in a sound healing wave that can change our paradigm.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks for listening to Songs from Our Stories Untold album. Copies of the album are available from cdbaby.com/CD/Peggy Lee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Hi, this is Seth at BBS Radio, and I'd like to say thank you very much for staying tuned. So we have Radiance by Design coming up with Veronica Entwistle, but we're having some technical difficulties, so it'll be just a few more minutes, but please stay with us, and in the meantime, enjoy the music.
Give an hour of your time to restore the planet. Over the past few decades, Earth health has been increasingly compromised. Besides all the natural disasters, Earth faces climate change, soil and water pollution, toxic and radioactive waste, and multiple oil spills. On Earth Healing Day, August 15th, you can add your voice to the collective voice of millions of caring people. Together, we'll send a wave of healing around the entire globe. For more information, go to www.earthhealingday.com and see how you can participate in this global experience. Make a difference. Again, that's www.earthhealingday.com. Become a part of the solution now.